Can I just start by saying I love my animals? I do.
Uh-oh. Who's in trouble? What'd they do?
I think that they are a great addition to our family. Love all four of my cats, my dog. Oh,
it must be bad.
But there are days when I wake up and I want them all gone. Today was one of them, if you're...
Oh, no. Not all of them? Oh, gosh.
I mean, the dog is like, hey, what'd I do? Leave me out of this. I'm going to finger a few cats here because, for one, before my alarm goes off, my cat Guinness, who typically is an outdoor cat, indoor-outdoor, she started eating my hair. Started just like licking, eating my hair before my alarm goes off. And you know, ooh, Kelly, you and I have alarms that ring really early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any extra sleep that we get in the morning is cherished. So anyways, get up finally when my alarm goes off. We have hardwood floors throughout the house. I start walking to the bathroom, step and barf. Okay.
Oh, this is
great.
That is not great.
Yeah, bare feet on barf. So I'm like, all right, wonderful. So I walk into the bathroom to wipe off my foot and to sanitize, boil my foot, and then clean up the mess. When I step on the other pile of barf. Because
there's more than one pile of barf.
Yeah, because the cat couldn't just go in one spot. No.
Oh, there's landmines all over your house.
Yeah, so then I'm like, all right, this is how it's going. So clean that up, whatever, clean up my foot. So I walk into the kitchen where I then, I put socks on at that point. And I'm like, all right, I put some socks on. I'm starting to get ready. And I walk into the kitchen to let the dog out. And I step in water that's pooled on the floor of the kitchen because the cats decided to knock their water dish over in the middle of the night.
Okay, so we're sure it's water, not pee.
Yeah, we're sure it's water because the evidence is right there. And the fact that now I've just put on clean socks and the bottom of my sock is soaking wet.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm just like, at this point, three things in a row. And then, so I'm just like,
And you have to deal with it by yourself.
Yes.
Because no one else is
awake. No one is awake.
You can't just pass it off and say, deal with this.
No.
Yeah.
So I had a moment this morning where I was looking at each one of them going, was it you? Was it you? Was it you?
Doesn't matter. I hate you all.
Exactly. I want you all out. You can all figure it out on the street. All right. Enjoy your life on the street because you ain't in here.
It's been a good run.
Been a good run, guys.
Deuces.
Yeah.
Oh, that is bad.
I know. And, you know, like, meanwhile, I've got one cat that's just like sitting under the tree going, don't even look at me. Wasn't me. The dog's like, I just wanted to go outside. That's all
do
I wanted
get to
do.
Go outside right now, and then do I get a treat?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just been one of those mornings, and then I realize that I don't have any hair stuff to put in my hair, and I don't know where
like
it went.
All?
It's not like it's gone, but it's missing. So I'm having a bad hair day, and I stepped in cat barf to start my morning. So
do you have a hat?
Well, I think I'm going to, as soon as the show is over, because the rest of the staff comes in a little bit later today. So after the show is over, I'm just going to run across the street to the old CVS and maybe pick myself up a little.
Oh, they do have products there.
Yeah, some product to maybe put a little zhuzh.
Zhuzh the hair.
Yeah, put a little zhuzh in the hair.
You got to have some zhuzhing.
Can you beat my story this morning, Kelly? I know that you tend to have some rocky mornings, evenings, things like that.
No, uh-uh.
All
I'm
right.
Fine so far.
Well, I know you don't have cats.
Nobody else is awake. I don't have cats. The two dogs so far. Now, we went through a time. One of the dogs was having quite a few accidents, but we got that fixed. She had to have surgery.
There's nothing quite like stepping in something in your own house.
Yeah.
In bare feet that...
when you know it shouldn't be there.
That wakes you up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nothing stronger than stepping in something. I mean, forget the coffee. You can immediately... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like I said.
I'm feeling blessed right now.
Like I said, love them. Love them all. Think they're great.
Are they cuddly? Do they ever, like, really get affectionate with you?
Are you saying, are there any redeeming qualities to these animals?
That's what I'm fishing for, yes.
Yeah. Yes. They're all right. I mean, I've got several that... I mean, they kill the moles outside in my yard. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, they like to murder for sport, which I enjoy sometimes.
That's fun. What a great quality.
when they do that for the moles and that stuff. But, you know, there are times, and today is one of those times when I'm just like, you guys can go outside. Good night. See ya.
Okay.
Didn't mean to start talking about accidents that your pets have caused in your life, but here we are.
It does make you feel better, though, doesn't it?
Sure.
It's therapeutic. Patrick said I had a Rottweiler years ago that I kept inside during the wintertime because it's cold. One morning, I got ready and went to work just to get text messages from my, at the time, wife, saying that there were 3 large spots on the floor where he had diarrhea.
Oh, God.
She did not clean them up, made me do it when I got home 9 hours later, hence the reason she's the ex-wife.
Wow. Okay. That's rough.
How does anybody let that just ruin the floor all day long? Like, I immediately have to tend to that. Like, you can't, not one more second. I'm not letting that sit right there.
I mean, you think maybe hardwood, it doesn't affect hardwood, but yeah, that'll seep in and that will smell for a long time. So.
Oh, we learned there were way more damaged boards that were hidden under a rug when we bought this house to replace a lot of floor before I moved in.
All right. Let's move on from this disgusting conversation. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Feel good stories.
Okay, so this is the story of how two families came together for a Thanksgiving dinner this year. NYPD detective Michael Lolo was in Times Square. He noticed a billboard advertising organ donations. Mm-hmm. And he also read a newspaper article on the same subject. So he kind of took that as a sign and decided he was going to donate one of his kidneys.
Okay.
He eventually matched up with Ruth, who is the 59-year-old wife of a Marine vet. Now, they didn't know each other's identities during the transplant process, but they both started to form a friendship by anonymously writing letters to each other.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So after transplant surgery, they learned the other's identity, which gave them the opportunity to meet in person. They took that, and their friendship continued to grow, and it eventually reached the point where their families gathered and shared Thanksgiving this past week.
Oh, there you go.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
What a selfless gift and incredible bond that they now share forever.
That reminds
great story.
That reminds me of, remember the story of, and this is along the same lines, of the accidental text message to the mom and for Thanksgiving. And she was like, well, here, why don't you come and have a Thanksgiving dinner? And then they've kept that tradition. And I just saw a tweet earlier late last week that was like 7 years strong that they gathered together for Thanksgiving.
They're continuing on. Yep. And Netflix is making a movie out of their story.
Love stories like that. I think that's great. All right,
isn't that
cool.
Great? So we'll tweet this one out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Tis the season, right? When you get into the holiday spirit, you're listening to Christmas classics, some Christmas carols. You know, none of them really need censoring because there are no swear words in them, right?
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, what if, just for fun, we added a censor beep to words that don't really need it? What would that sound like? For example.
Down to the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stock in the little Nell. Old dear Santa, fill it well.
Yeah, up on the housetop. What could possibly be censored on that?
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stock in the little Nell. Old dear Santa, f*** it well.
That's Santa, different. What is Santa doing in that stocking?
Oh my God.
All right, what about this one? Wish you a Merry Christmas, right? I mean, there's nothing that could possibly be bad about that, right?
That's completely safe.
Right, completely safe. So why would we need to censor anything?
And a happy new year. Now bring us a pudding.
really good pudding.
It doesn't sound like Figgy anymore, does it?
No, that's really good pudding. All right, what about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Join in any reindeer game.
Yeah.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say.
Aw, what a timeless classic. There.
It is a timeless classic. There's nothing absolutely remotely offensive about that.
Yeah, but what if we did just add a censor beep?
Join in any reindeer games. Then one Christmas Santa came to say.
Something about that beep. Oh my gosh.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Yeah, rocking around the Christmas thing. All right.
I got an idea where we're going to put that.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Dang tasty pie.
All right, maybe one more. One more?
Okay.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right. A Jackson 5 absolute classic banger every single year. Love hearing this one.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Yeah.
So mommy kissing Santa Claus.
I got a better idea about this one.
Timeless classic.
Don't do that one.
Would we need to add a censor beep to this Christmas carol?
No.
Wow! Mommy's f***ing Santa Claus! So mommy
f***ing Santa Claus! Oh no, you know what? You know what we just did? We ruined that for everybody. Anytime they hear that, they're going to hear the beeps now.
Oh, you know what? Little Timmy, you need to earn your presents.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well,
I just got a text from Suzanne. She's like, you two are bad.
Unnecessary censorship. Christmas song edition. Setting the bar stories. We always do these every morning just to kind of set the bar for your day. Instead of very high as something to like achieve, we do it very low.
Yeah, it's a small little goal. We're pretty confident that you can achieve and then, you know, say, hey, this day's not a total loss.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing else. You can look back on this moment and say, well, at least it didn't do that.
Exactly.
Look, when Florida stories and setting the bar kind of combine, kind of makes magic. And look, the beauty of microwave food is that it's ready fast, right?
Yes, and we need it really quickly, but some people have higher standards.
Yeah, I think that's a universal understanding.
Yeah.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without suing Velveeta because you think their microwave macaroni and cheese takes too long to cook, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're suing?
Yeah. Amanda, Florida woman, decided that, you know what? 3.5 minutes too long.
Oh, she can't wait 3.5 minutes. Nope. I'm out.
Too long. I need $5 million because the box says ready in 3.5 minutes. That's just one of the four steps that you need to take. Actually takes longer. And had I known it was going to take longer than 3.5 minutes, wouldn't have even bought it.
Oh, yep. I would have walked right on by for something faster.
Nope. Yeah. I'm looking for something less than a minute.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
Actually, I don't know if that's exactly what she was looking for because she didn't say. But she claims it's false advertising because it says ready on the box in 3.5 minutes when that is just the time it takes in the microwave.
Yeah, no, you didn't even account for the prep.
The tearing of the powder.
Yes.
The pouring in the bowl.
Yeah, the filling with water.
I mean.
It takes way too much time. Way more than I got.
Maybe an extra 30 seconds to do that.
Listen, they need to put that on the box.
Yeah, you're right.
And she's also mad that she thinks it's too pricey too, right?
The premium price of craft. Yeah. Again, that's another understanding that if you're going to buy name brand stuff, you're going to pay a little bit more than.
Well, yes, they're putting the shells and cheese in a category slightly above like your regular run of the mill mac and cheese, right?
So again, we do highlight frivolous lawsuits on setting the bar every now and then. This is probably one of them.
Yeah.
So far, Kraft hasn't publicly responded to the lawsuit.
I don't think they're going to. Probably not going to have to.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without suing Velveeta because you think 3.5 minutes to cook microwave macaroni and cheese is too long, then you're doing okay.
It's a class action lawsuit. That doesn't sound cheap for Amanda. And if she's already upset about the hefty price of the microwavable shells and cheese, she's probably not going to be happy with the lawyer bill.
That's
I'm guessing.
Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Melissa sent us a little message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, my sister Bobby is such a hard worker and under a lot of stress right now at work, so I'm not 100% certain this is going to be appropriate, but she needs a laugh. So will you call her? A little phone tap?
All right, so William Hostenpepper needs to follow up with the hospital Bobby works at.
Uh-huh. And is he gonna, is this gonna be a good call?
Well, he's upset.
Oh, no.
And he needs to speak to someone about it. Welcome to your phone tap.
Records room, this is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby, it's William Hostenpepper. I'm hoping you can help me with something.
So what seems to be the problem?
Okay, well, it's kind of difficult for me to talk about, but I was actually born in your hospital. I need to find the charts or whatever from when I was a newborn.
Okay, I'm really not sure exactly what you mean. I mean, your primary care doctor should have all of the cumulative records.
Well, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure he's in on it, and I'm pretty sure it all starts with him, too.
Okay, you kind of lost me, though. I'm still not sure what you're talking about.
Well, Bobby, thank you for understanding, but it was kind of painful to talk about, but I just found out recently that I was circumcised.
You recently discovered this?
Yes, and it was done against my will.
Okay, well, usually your parents decide, so perhaps you should take this up with them.
Well, both of them are dead, Bobby. Thank you for reminding me. And my father was on his deathbed. He whispered something to me, and I think it makes a lot of sense to me now.
Okay, I'm not really sure again, but...
Well, he said, son, I'm sorry that I let them... And then he passed on. But I'm pretty sure he was referencing my penis.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about your loss, sir. Truly, I am. I'm unsure what this might have to do with me.
Well, maybe as a woman, you can't quite understand the pain that I'm going through, but this is a very serious issue to me.
Oh, no, sir, please. I mean, I can see that this is bothering you.
Listen, your hospital neutered me. They conned my father into signing a piece of paper, and for what? Make an extra buck? I was their firstborn, and they had no idea what they were doing.
Oh, no. I mean, I can assure you that has nothing to do with it. I mean, did they have any more sons after you?
Well, yes, they did.
Okay, and were they circumcised as well?
Well, yes, all three of my brothers were circumcised, but I don't see where you were going with this. I've gone through my entire life with a soldier missing his battle helmet. And, I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I don't. But if your younger brothers are all circumcised, then it's obviously, it was the will of your parents. They make those decisions. I assure you, they're the ones who elected this procedure. And let me also just tell you that circumcision, it's very common. It's actually way more common than not getting circumcised.
Hmm. You know what? You sound like you're in on it.
Oh, my God.
In on what?
You know.
No.
Okay, well, maybe you're not in on it, but your sister Melissa definitely is in on it.
Oh, Melissa. Oh, my gosh, she's such a rat. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Bobby, hey, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. And your sister set you up for a phone tap.
Oh, my God. I was trying so hard not to laugh. I've never had a call like this in my life. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, you guys are good. You are good.
I want to talk to someone.
Oh. Poor Mr. Hostenpepper is very confused about why that procedure is done.
He just realized, too.
Yeah, and just like, realized.
Wait,
just
hang on.
Now.
Hang on a second.
Hang on. There. What is that?
What?
What is that? What is that?
That is your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. And we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Oh, this is a really great one. Courtney heard about the long bus ride her child's teacher, Amanda, had to make to get to and from school.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to do something to help. So they show up at the school. This family is just, you know, the mom, dad, the little girl, and then the teacher. They walk her outside of the school to see this beautiful white sedan with a blue bow on the hood.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't even know what to say. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, I cannot believe this. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this. Oh, my gosh. Y'all just don't know. You just don't know. Oh, my gosh.
So, she's like, you just don't know.
So they bought her a car?
Yeah, they got her a car.
Wow.
Now, I don't know the backstory of whether, you know, that's like they have a car dealership or anything like that, or they just said, you know what, let's buy this person a car, but super generous gift, obviously.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
You can see that video up on our website, WDJX.com.
Show of hands. Who here has had a crush on a person that they've worked with at some point in their career?
Oh, wait, are you raising your hand or are you just demonstrating to people to raise your hand? Have you been crushing on somebody that you used to work with? Well, it was way back in the day, right? It was a night girl at that one station way back when, right? Wasn't it? I think I remember you telling me about her.
Yeah, I mean, but then...
Was that Terre Haute? I can't remember where.
No. I think it might have been in Columbus. But yeah, I worked with my wife at one point.
Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Oh,
I was talking I about that.
I just made it up.
Kelly's like, was it me?
It was not me. You were like, you know, knee deep in babies and marriage when we started.
Oh, gosh.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I mean, it's natural, especially when you see these people so often, sometimes even more so than your actual family or your spouse or whoever, to get personally involved with their life.
Right.
Get a little emotional. You know, you go out for those margs, happy hour margs after a hard day's work, and one thing leads to another, and, you know, you're just chatting it up, and then all of a sudden...
You're like the confidant, right? You've been the confidant. And then, you know, the feelings start to develop.
Yeah, the coworker just is like, oh, man, you know, what would you do if this? Or I've got this situation happening at home. What would you think? And then, you know, you give their advice. You're there for them. You're the shoulder to cry on.
Or my marriage is over.
DMs open at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You got an issue, you can always DM us on the down low. We'll keep you anonymous and try to get you some help.
So this person wrote and said, I have got a coworker I've known for years. I've always had a crush on him. We've worked together a really long time, talked a lot, spent a lot of time together. I know him really well.
Mm-hmm.
He's recently been telling me he's unhappy in his marriage and wants a divorce.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've given unbiased advice, told him to work on it, talked to her about how he feels, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's over for both of them. Now, I know I need to wait until everything is settled and over, but do I tell him how I feel? I really can't tell if he has feelings for me. Do workplace romances work? What if people think there's something going on before they were done?
Well, first of all, they will.
Sure.
If you express your feelings to him, they break up, all that, and you're right there on the heels, it's just going to happen.
You look like the homewrecker.
Yeah, you do. And it's just, that's what it's going to be. Now, have you really given unbiased advice?
Well, I mean, if you're telling him to listen, have you given it everything you got? Have you told her exactly how you feel? Have you guys tried counseling? It sounds like she's thrown all that out there.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, if she's got a crush on him,
yeah,
then the unbiased advice could have some bias.
Sounds like though she was trying to make sure that wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. So she didn't influence, you know, his decision with tossing out like flirtiness.
So when my wife and I worked together, she was dating someone else. And so it was just kind of off limits. I thought she was cute, thought she was hot, all that stuff, but I didn't do anything. I, you know, flirted with her at work, but that was, and maybe that's crossing line, but I never acted on anything. So then she, I kind of waited on her to make a move. And when she made the move, then I was like, all right, so she must be past boyfriend. Here we go. And so that's kind of what I did. Yeah. But so
I think timing is key here.
Exactly.
And now is not the time.
And I think he probably knows your feelings. I mean, he probably does. Guys are pretty dense when it comes to that. speaking for myself, guys are pretty dense for that. So he may not know, but if you've been there for him, you've talked to him, he confides in you and all that. You know, there's a phrase called emotional cheating, which he may have been doing with you unbeknownst to you.
Yeah, but I mean, she's not really sure. You know, she can't seem to figure out or pick up, hey, he's kind of tossing out signals like there might be feelings there. So she's really thinking this could be like a one-way street at this point. But I think that the key is you're going to have to let him take the lead on that, and it's going to have to be much later so that, you know, it doesn't look like you were a factor that decision.
Because if you jump in now, especially as the marriage is ending you're like, hey, I want you. And
yeah, no, you do you for right now. You let him handle all that and tie that all up the way he's going to. If he's going to go ahead and file for divorce, get that all wrapped up, he's got to close that chapter, I think, before you even consider allowing him to open another chapter with you. And again, I think you need to look for him to give you those clues that he would be receptive to that. Otherwise, because again, you are coworkers.
Yeah.
It could be really, really awkward if you toss feelings out there and then he's all like, wait a second, I thought we were buds.
Right, right. And it could take longer than what you're willing to wait. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those things. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
If it's meant to be, it'll happen at some point.
Yes, to answer your question, romance, workplace romances do sometimes work.
Yes, but not now for you.
But not hold, push, no. Stop, hang yep. on, wait.
We put a little pin in that. We press pause. We let him handle his business.
Yeah.
And then if he wants to still be the little chitty chat with you and starts to send out some signals you think you're picking up, then all right.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll end it here. Jennifer just tosses out a statement on text and says, honestly, though, does she want to be a rebound from a failed marriage?
That is also something to consider.
Something to consider
have
for sure.
Some things, some residual things to work out.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, hopefully that helps. Keep us posted. And yeah, thanks for DMing us at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, I want you to think about the most elaborate, maybe dumbest prank you've ever pulled.
Okay, I feel like there's a reason why.
There is. It's a setting the bar story on the way.
Okay.
About 10 minutes. Hang on. What's the dumbest, most elaborate prank you've ever pulled? Now, we've done these, you know, as a part of April Fools for, you know, many, many, many years. We do prank phone calls all the time. But this is kind of a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without spending hundreds of dollars filling your work fridge with cheese for no good reason, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Do we really like cheese, or are we just trying to be funny?
Trying to be funny. This guy says he added an unopened block of cheese to his work fridge for an entire month, started posting videos on TikTok.
I've been adding a block of cheese to the fridge at work every day for the past month.
Yeah, it just shows him kind of walking with the block of cheese in hand to the fridge and then putting it in alongside about 15 other blocks of cheese.
So far, no one has said anything about the large accumulation of cheese.
And then he just shuts the refrigerator door and walks off. There is like a large, like 15, 16 bricks of cheese just in like the corner of the fridge on a shelf.
Wow.
Yeah, he said no one said anything about the cheese until one day he was about to add his daily block of cheese, only to find out that all the cheese had disappeared.
Oh.
There was a ransom note. Said, I saw your video. The cheese is mine now.
Oh, my God. Somebody stole the cheese.
Someone stole the cheese. I know. But now everybody's like, how expensive was that? How elaborate and expensive was that prank? That prank must have cost him, because cheese ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
So you figure maybe $5 per brick of cheese.
Is it Velveeta? Is it the good stuff? Like, no, what are we talking about?
It's, you know, it's like slicing cheese. It's not pre-sliced. It's,
oh, okay. It's so that's what I'm talking about. Like Velveeta's bricks of cheese.
No, it's not Velveeta. It's not processed cheese. It's normal cheese. It's like a brick of Colby Jack or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's
from the deli part.
Yeah, from the deli. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know you don't normally shop in those parts.
I don't go there. Your package stuff all the way.
I know, exactly. Wait, hang on. Was it pre-sliced cheese? No, there's actual cheese that you have to buy that you have to actually slice yourself. And that's what he was doing. So at about $5 a pop, you know, he's dropping. I mean, that's at least a $50 or more prank that he was involved in.
Listen, add in some crackers, some fruit, and some jellies. You can have yourself a killer charcuterie spread there.
Right? Got a message from a listener. It wasn't very elaborate prank, but I saw my friend had left his car unlocked in the school parking lot. Textbooks, iPad, all that just lying there. So I took everything from his car, put it all in mine, hid my car on the other side of the parking lot. And he freaked out, voice quivering, angry at the same time, ended the prank right before he built up enough anger to accuse me.
Oh my gosh! Oh my God, that's... And then Chris texted, I once bought a dozen donuts, 6 cream filled, 6 jelly filled. I sucked the jelly and the cream out with a straw and replaced it with ketchup and mayo and took them to work, waited for my first victim. It was hilarious.
That is elaborate. That's time spent right there.
Yes, it is.
That is time spent.
That took preparation.
If you can beat any of those, we'd love to hear some of those stories. Most elaborate or slash expensive prank, dumbest prank you've ever pulled. 502-571-9970. That coming up next. Dude kind of went viral because he stacked his work refrigerator full of unopened blocks of cheese until finally the cheese went missing, but it went on for over a month. So what's the most elaborate prank you've ever pulled?
So Tina texted in, my old friend group used to prank each other all the time. One time we filled up the inside of a guy's car with unrolled toilet paper top to bottom. We probably should have checked the weather to make sure it wasn't going to rain. He had to remove it, he wasn't happy with us the next morning when he woke up late and it was raining.
Oh no.
So many text messages too. My family, Angelina said, my family saved single socks where the other in the pair is lost for years. My brother and I gathered them all up and used them instead of TP to prank his best friend. Socks in the tree, on the roof, all over the lawn.
Oh my gosh. Elaborate. Jordan.
So my sister-in-law and I decided to mess with my brother, and we moved everything out of their house. Oh. Everything.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How long did that take?
Hours. Like an entire work day.
And just put it like in the front yard?
No. We put in, I'm renting a U-Haul.
Oh my gosh. Talk about expensive and elaborate, man. Jordan, that was it.
Oh, he called the cops instantly.
Well, I would too, I think.
So yeah, I had a lot of explaining to do and a lot of moving to do. And then he didn't talk to me for like a month.
Oh my gosh. Oh, but you know what? Wow. Hashtag worth it.
Worth it. I still brag about it, and it was worth it.
As you should. Jordan, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, you too.
Oh, that's going to be tough to beat.
Eric, so what has been the most elaborate prank you've ever been involved in?
So I work at a post office just up the river from you guys, and this woman who is a Kentucky fan used to come out and put balloons on my mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I would... This one time, I got her phone number, and she worked in an office there. So I took pictures of her car and listed it on Craigslist for her for like $1,500. And I just left it on there all weekend. So I get back into the office, like, delivering that next Monday, and she's just glaring at me like she did. And I just couldn't keep a straight face. Like, my phone's been blowing up all weekend. I was like, it was April Fool's. So I was like, April Fool's, you know?
People been wanting to buy my car.
That is funny. He finally just said it was sold. So
yeah,
that was a good one.
Eric, thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, we had a fabulous boss a couple years ago, and we had a great team. But I kind of like to pull pranks secretly, and played off actually a couple of them. My boss had a statue of a horse in his office.
Wait. A statue of what?
A horse.
Oh, God. You didn't pronounce that very well.
Horse. Of a horse.
I heard something different, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, a horse.
All right, go ahead.
I would, at night before I would go home from work, I'd climb up on his desk and dress it in Build-A-Bear clothes.
I did this
for about a year. He couldn't figure out who was doing it. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
I mean, the time commitment for that is commendable,
yeah,
Jennifer.
A year.
That is commendable.
You have to be patient when you're pulling pranks. Like, you can't want that immediate gratification. You gotta wait.
You gotta play the long game.
You gotta play the long game. You gotta be in it for the long haul.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. You really have to be chill about it. Like, you just gotta wait. You gotta do the poker face. I don't know who's doing this to you.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of thing.
That is funny. Oh, Jennifer, you've been a ball to talk to this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. See you.
All right.
And then Shaq sent us a note that said, my so-called friends wrapped every single thing in my room in Christmas wrapping paper, bed, pillows, individual shoes, dresser, lamp, everything in my room. They used about 15 rolls of wrapping paper at least.
Oh my gosh, please tell me you got a picture before you opened everything back up.
That is elaborate. I love this. Well,
that's epic. Amber said I put Tabasco sauce in my coworker's Mountain Dew.
Ew.
His face turned beet red. He ran to the water fountain. So funny. But needless to say, he got me back by putting anchovies in my coffee.
Oh, gross. Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all the calls, all the texts, posts, and tweets about these elaborate pranks on 99. We're just talking about some of the most elaborate pranks you've ever pulled. Kelly, you got one more?
This is hilarious, Melissa. My husband's a big, grizzly, manly man, and I'm never able to pull off a prank on him. I finally did, though, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Found online a nail polish that goes on clear, and then when you're out in the sun, it changes colors.
Oh.
My husband is a supervisor over a major tree company, so he works outside in the sun. And at their morning meeting, before everyone went their own way, he was talking, and all the guys noticed and started laughing, and his nails had turned bright, hot pink. She said, best prank ever. He was trying to scrape it off all day.
That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, you can add your own Facebook at 997DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, these programs like 23andMe and Ancestry are really screwing up love lives all across the country. The heck?
It's also bringing families together that maybe they didn't know they had. That's great.
So, you know, we have a situation coming up in group therapy here in just a minute. Damon found out something about his fiance. And I hate to perpetuate stereotypes. Tell me you're in Kentucky without telling me you're in Kentucky.
But yeah, it's got a little bit of that.
Got a little bit of the...
But listen, I mean, unknowingly.
Love is love, right?
Right, absolutely.
Is it illegal to love someone?
Listen, there's got to be a lot of details that will fill in what you have already started to form in your brain.
I was going to say, your imaginations have already got to be running wild.
Exactly.
Here.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this.
Let's go ahead and pull this down.
Taking it back by that. This one does need music, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, Ben and Kelly need some help here. My fiance and I grew up in the same small city.
Mm-hmm.
We went to different high schools, but attended the same college.
Sure.
My fiance doesn't have any living grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very nosy, did some digging into my fiance's family. Turns out her maternal grandmother is the sister of my paternal grandmother, making us second cousins.
All right.
Now, everyone was mildly shocked by the connection, but my fiance and I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, however, freaking out a little bit, calling it incest, and has made flipper baby comments.
Flipper baby comments?
Flipper baby comments.
Like, is she referring to birth defects from having...
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is... that's pretty awful.
Yeah?
My sisters have made keeping it in the family jokes, and it's very irritating. No matter how much I tell them to quit it, they won't. My fiance thinks they don't like her, and all this is a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plans to move out of state so she can pursue her master's. But is she right? How do I deal with my family? Thank you.
Well.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, second cousins. You know, look, back in the day, this sort of thing, that was commonplace.
Well, and the fact is that, I mean, there is no way that they could have known.
No.
So I feel like this shouldn't be a thing, and he really needs to maybe have a little come to Jesus talk with his family and just say, listen, enough. This is the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. She feels like you don't like her, and that's tough to deal with. Imagine being in her shoes.
It sounds like
and accept her.
It sounds like he is and has talked to them, but it doesn't stop. What it sounds like is his family is not worried about him or a baby that they may or may not ever have, but is more worried about them. And what I mean by that is...
the stigma of what it's going to look like if people find out.
Yes,
that,
oh my gosh, it's all... And so they're making your love about them and their issues with it.
But how would they ever find out, honestly? I mean, they didn't even know about it until mom went digging.
Right.
Into, like, looking into some... So nobody's going to do that.
Look, I remember receiving a phone call on the show many years ago about a woman who went on a blind date with a guy, had reconnected with a long-lost brother.
Oh, yeah.
Who she never grew up with,
right.
Never met in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Went, they met in Cincinnati at a neutral place.
Yep.
Sparks flew.
Uh-huh.
One thing led to another. So things like this is not uncommon. But
no, but I mean, that person knew going into that meeting, that's my brother. I'm going to go have dinner with my brother. It still doesn't matter.
And then I'm going to
get naked with my brother. Stop!
Right, exactly. Stop. Exactly. You know,
so this is not that situation at all. I feel like everyone needs to calm down because no one's going to know.
Yes.
And just let them be happy. And the family really needs to understand the stress that they're putting on him and his fiance by continuing to harass them with it.
Okay, so maybe you didn't marry your second cousin, but tell us how you dealt with a situation where your family just didn't like your fiance.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe that's the root of it.
Yeah,
that and stigma, I would think.
Sure.
All right, 502-571-9970. We'll take some of your calls and comments on group therapy. Damon and his fiance grew up in the same town, but Damon's mom did a little digging, realized that her maternal grandmother, who isn't living anymore, is the sister of his paternal grandmother, making them second cousins. Now the family not okay with them continuing their relationship. So what do they do?
So it's just getting really, really difficult. You know, BJ said, none of my business, but it seems odd that you two would not have met as kids or at some point in time. I would seek confirmation to make sure it's like real.
I don't know if I... Oh, I mean, yes, let's try to figure that out for sure. Maybe do a 23andMe both or an ancestry and send in your DNA and have it analyzed. And then you can kind of see then for sure just to make, you know, make certain. But
Now, Ashley says in Kentucky, you have to verify before you can get your marriage certificate that you're not closer than third cousins.
I didn't think that was right.
I didn't think that's right either.
I thought it was first cousins. I thought Kentucky was first cousins. We'd have to do some verification on that before.
Although there is a screenshot that says first and second cousins not permitted to marry in Kentucky.
Mm.
I don't know what website that's from.
All right. Jenny, I guess what do they say when they have already tried to talk to their family and their family isn't listening?
If they're going to continue to be toxic about it and just be like, well, we don't want you to be happy with this person, honestly, the best bet is to just kind of cut them loss and just tell them, look, if you can't be happy for me, then I'm sorry, but I can't really continue to be in contact anymore.
Well, they have already said that they have plans on moving out of state so she can pursue a master's degree. So I think maybe they just both move and they just kind of hit the mute button on the family for a little bit.
And then going to come to their senses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So many people are asking, too, like, where are her parents, the fiancé's parents? That's not mentioned. It's mentioned that she doesn't have any living grandparents. But what about her parents? And a lot of people are doubting the validity of the information. So maybe they get a DNA test done instead of just having taken Damon's mom's, I looked up the family tree.
Right, thing. Word for it. Sure. Greg said, hey, look, it worked okay for the Queen of England. We got another message from a listener who said, my mom remarried and my stepdad had a daughter the same age as one of my brothers and they end up hooking up, having a baby together. So like things like that happened.
Wow. A lot of people have thrown out Game of Thrones references.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never watched. I don't get it. I didn't watch that show.
Yeah. There was a lot of inter-family relationships, we'll say.
Okay.
In Game of Thrones.
No, I get it.
Amy says if the mom was digging into the fiance's past, she doesn't like her. Doesn't matter what he says or does at this point. For some reason, the family just doesn't like her.
Very good point. Yeah. Like, who does that? I don't know of anybody that typically, you know, just goes in and does some investigative reporting into, you know, your son's fiance. That's interesting. Aaron does raise a really good point. I mean, we're all related. AKA Adam and Eve. True statement.
I think we're going to leave it at this. You got to live your life. Yes, maybe do a DNA test or whatever to try to
validate or deny.
Yes, exactly. Your mom's claims of what she found. But maybe.
The bottom line, get to the root of why mom needed to dig around
maybe
in your fiance's life.
Take that time when your fiance is getting her master's and just kind of move out. Move out of state, move out of town, whatever, and just work on you guys. And again, maybe it'll give the family some time and distance to accept you both.
Well, and realize that if they want a relationship with you, that it's they need to try to open themselves up to having a relationship with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to be a rocky road.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, thanks for reaching out to us. Keep us posted. All right. And
we're all invested.
Yeah, we are. And Damon, thank you. Appreciate it. 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly, it's no surprise to anybody who's listened to the show. You do fake trees. I do real trees.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Nobody's better than the other.
Right, exactly. Each has their own value. Each has their own place in this world. I have talked on the show about how I have murdered my trees. Many people say, well, they're already dying. Yes, they are. But I've sent them to their demise earlier than they normally would by boiling the tree because I thought, you know what? Hot water is going to keep the sap at bay. And so, but I thought boiling water would be better. But it turns out if you put boiling water in your Christmas tree, it kills
it. You boil your tree.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Maybe people were too embarrassed to ask. I'm telling you. That's what happens.
Okay. Well, there you go. So your mistake, they can learn from it.
Yes. So on what is probably one of the biggest comeback stories that you're going to hear in the next 15 minutes occurred just last night when my wife and I realized that we had not, in fact, killed our live cut tree already.
That's impressive.
Let me back up a quick sec because we get this tree. And when you get the tree, you're supposed to cut off about an inch or so off the base to give it a fresh cut, and then to get let it start drinking water, you know?
Already too much work, I'm out.
Okay. So we put it up, decorate it, fill it with water in late afternoon. And the next, we didn't check it before we went to bed because we literally just filled it up. Next morning, we go check on the tree. It's bone dry. And that's bad. If you don't know anything about live Christmas trees, once you put them in water, you always have to keep a little bit of water in there so they don't then cover with sap. And then once you put water in, water's not going to get in because the sap is already covering
exactly.
it up. Yeah, exactly. So we're like, oh no, this is cardinal sin number one.
Mm-hmm.
We've let it go dry. So then we fill it up with warm water. We put like some nutrients in it. We're like, oh, come on, baby. Come on. Don't do this to us. We just got the tree.
It's at this point that I would like to mention that all of our fake trees look amazing. They're pre-lit. They twinkle.
Yeah.
They look like they have snow on it.
Yeah.
It looks like a winter wonderland in our house. Okay. And we don't have to worry about killing it.
Okay. So then for the next 2 days, Kelly, for the next 2 days, we're doing water check. And then we get down there, we put our fingers in them, we're like, the water level hasn't gone down. We're like, dang it!
And wait. But you have so many animals. Do they not get tempted to go do a little drinky drink?
Oh, they drink the water. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, okay. But then next morning, water check. We go stick our fingers in the little thing and, nope, water level hasn't gone down. Dang it! And so we're thinking, okay, you know what? We've murdered the tree already. Yep. It is what it is. We're just going to see how bad it gets. Try to keep open flame away from it. Uh-huh. And just let it ride through the rest of the season.
Again, it's at this point that I would like to mention that I don't have a stress kind of a situation with the health of our tree. We know it's going to be as beautiful today as it's going to be on Christmas morning. And it's just going to be glorious the entire time without any stress.
But Kelly, last night... In what may be one of the biggest comeback stories that you've ever heard in the last 15 minutes. Water check! It's drinking water! And the tree, it lives! It lives!
Oh my God. What an emotional roller coaster.
And so, like, we scrambled. My wife and I were like, oh my gosh, get the water!
Get
it some water. Put some nutrients in it. Feed my...
Yes, mommy and daddy, give me more water.
Yes, feed my child. Feed. Oh, wow. Drink the water. Do it. Yeah. Oh, what a rush. What?
Okay. Really?
Rush.
You live for the drama.
I'm telling you.
The tree is going to live or die.
I thought I'd gotten past the whole, boiling a tree. I know how to keep a tree alive.
Yeah.
I thought I'd gotten past that. But in what was one of the biggest roller coasters of the season, thinking that we had murdered our tree early, but then only to find out that, you know what? It was just taking its time. It was just messing with us. And it drank and drank and drank. And we're like, yes. Come back to Papa. Let's go.
Wow. Okay.
So
and again, I just kind of prefer the less drama approach where I just know the tree going to look good. Every year I get it out of the box, do a little fluffing.
You know what? What's
the
fun in that? I mean, what's the fun in sweeping up?
Oh, there's lots of fun in it.
We put
the fake fire on the TV. Okay. We turn on some Christmas music. We hang the ornaments. We light some candles. Smells delightful all through the house.
What's the fun
it's
in
great.
That?
It's great. And it's not, there's no drama. There's no death.
Oh.
There's no worrying about water and anything. Listen, we don't have any houseplants.
I understand.
None that I have to worry about keeping alive.
Right. And Kelly, and again, hey, live trees, fake trees, I'm not hating on either one of them. Each of them have their place, but emotional roller coaster.
If you want a drama-free existence, consider the fake tree.
And that's boring. I live for drama in my life. Set of the bar stories are what again, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Sure. Now, we need to kind of figure out if this is actually a setting the bar story or just, you know, Matt being okay in his anger. So if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral over a 11-cent bag after you've already spent $3,000, you're doing okay.
We don't want to spend 11 cents more, but we've already spent $3,000?
$3,200 to be precise. Oh, but Matt started to go viral on TikTok after claiming to have spent $3,200 in gear at Best Buy, but then getting upset that they wanted to charge him 11 cents on a plastic bag to carry the stuff out. They say...
Why are they charging for the bag?
Well, they say charging for a bag is bad... Sorry, Matt says charging for a bag is bad customer service, but in reality, it's working as intended, as the company intended, because it's deterring them from taking on taking an unnecessary plastic bag. So this
is... Okay, so they're thinking if they're charging for it, people are going to say no thanks.
No thanks,
I'll just... And there'll be less plastic out in the environment.
Yeah, you know, stuff, especially at Best Buy, they come in like boxes, bigger... you know, it's like, all right, a lot of times you can just carry it in your hand or whatever. But anyways,
right.
Matt is explaining a little bit.
So this is us carrying $3,200 in stuff out of Best Buy. No bag, because after we paid, we were told it's 11 cents for a bag. Okay, thanks, Best Buy.
Yeah, so I guess
people... Hey, what if you don't have 11 cents? Do you put it on your debit card?
You just add it to the charge, the $3,200 charge that you already have.
So they're going to tell you that before you do the, okay. And he was just like, nope, don't put that charge on there.
Now, he claims that they offered him the bag after he had already checked out and then said it's 11 cents.
Maybe if he didn't have the change, he's like, what do you want me to do? Put it on my debit?
Right. But charge my debit card for another 11 cents. So I don't know. I mean, is this an actual like setting the bar story? Is he unjust in his anger, or is it like, chill out, man, it's 11 cents?
Well, I get it. I kind of get it. Like, he's already dropped $3,200, and it's like, you can't spot me the 11 cents for your bag, like, after the transaction's over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they're adding it on, you haven't, like, paid for everything yet, and they're just like, oh, by the way, we have to charge 11 cents now for the bags. Is that okay? And then at that point, it's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if the transaction's done and then you're asking me for another 11 cents and maybe I don't have 11 cents on me, mm-hmm. and then you're going to make me debit 11 cents in a separate transaction, mm-hmm. annoying.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a sign posted that says, you know, bags are a charge or something like that. Or I don't know if there is anything like that. So I can't really say one way or the other, like, who's right, who's wrong. I can see his frustration. Like, I just dropped $3,000 in your store,
yes.
and you can't
throw in the bag for free.
But at the other on the other hand, it's like, how put out are you by it? Like, he had friends with him, so they,
I know,
just,
but it's the principle. I think it's the principle.
They're just all carrying something, so it's like, okay, I don't know if I'm that irate that I'm going to post something and try to go viral or whatever, but I do understand why he's a little upset.
Right, yeah.
So anyways, all right, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without going viral over an 11-cent bag after you've already spent over $3,000, you're doing okay. There it is.
Now, when he went viral, though, what's the consensus? Are a lot of people like, yeah, I'd be mad, too? Or are they all, like,
it's kind of
bashing
split.
Him?
It's kind of split, yeah. Yeah, okay. A little bit. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, big match in sports a little later on today as the United States men's team takes on Iran in the FIFA World Cup at around 2. So that's a big matchup. Really, the United States wasn't even expected to go this far. So even the fact that they are playing today is kind of cool. So
a fun fact, we were playing Trivial Pursuit the other night,
yeah.
and one of the questions involved, like, what soccer player is married to a Spice Girl, and Ava got that question. She's like, I don't know any other, like, soccer players other than Cristiano Ronaldo. And so I pulled up a picture on my phone. I said, oh, this is, you know, we told her the answer. I said, this is David Beckham. And she goes, oh, he's smoking hot.
She approves. She approves.
So now she's a soccer fan, I think.
Hey, you know what? Whatever gets him on board, right? Whatever gets him on board.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, hey, if you miss anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. We've got group therapy up there. Huge secret that the family is not cool with.
No, and a fun discussion going on Facebook at 99.7DJX of elaborate pranks that you've pulled. There's a lot of pranksters out there.
Yeah.
These are great.
Yeah, that was stemming from a setting the bar story we had earlier in the show. And then
a viral story about some cheese in the work fridge.
Yep. So catch up on what you missed. WDJX.com. Click listen. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.